我想我们中国人都晓得啊，今天呢是中国的农历新年。
I believe all Chinese knew that today is Chinese New Year.
啊，我们感谢主，让我们中国人可以过两个新年。
I thank the Lord that we Chinese can celebrate two New Years.
这是双倍的福分。
That would be a double blessing.
但是呢，也是双倍的提醒。
But also it's a double warning.
啊，我们感谢主，在这个新年开头的时候，我们能一同聚在主的跟前。
I thank the Lord that as the year begins, we can gather before the Lord.
我们希望每一年过来，我们在主面前属灵的生命能够有更多的成长。
It is my sincere hope that our spiritual life will grow as the years goes by.
我们预备迎接主再来的生活能够比以往更好。
And our life as we preparing for the coming of the Lord will be better than before.
那么今天早晨呢，我仍旧要和弟兄姊妹来交通到属灵的生活。
And this morning I'd like to share with you about our spiritual lives.
弟兄姊妹，如果你还记得的话，上一次啊，我曾经让大家背一节圣经。
And if you remember, if you recall last time, I asked you to memorize one verse.
这是路加福音12章15节的话。
That's in Luke chapter 12 verse 15.
弟兄姊妹还记得吗？
Do you remember?
我们一起来背好吗？
Let us memorize it together.
人的生命不在乎家道的丰富。我们知道基督徒在地上所追求的
We know that what we seek after as Christian on this earth
不是这些外面事物的丰富
It is not the material abundance
我们讲过有两件事情这是我们在地上应当追求的
And we spoke about two things that we need to pursue after
第一个就是对在认识神的事情上面我们要追求丰富
One is pursuing the abundance in the knowledge of God
第二方面
Secondly,
在属灵的生活上面我们要追求丰富
and seeking the abundance in our spiritual lives.
这个丰富才是真正的丰富
and such abundance is the true abundance.
盼望我们在年日过来的时候
and as the years go by,
我们对主的认识能够增加
may our knowledge of the Lord increase.
在生活中对主的经历也能够增加
and our experience of the Lord may increase.
那么今天早晨呢，我们要讲这个生活系列的另外一个点
and this morning as we share more on the life series,
我们要讲这个节制的生活
I'd like to talk to you about self-control.
我们请弟兄姊妹和我一同来读几处圣经
Let's turn to some passages together.
我们看加拉太书新约加拉太书第五章
Galatians chapter 5
第五章二十二节和二十三节
Verses 22 and 23
圣灵所结的果子就是仁爱喜乐和平忍耐恩慈良善信实温柔节制这样的事没有律法禁止
But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law.
彼得后书第一章
2 Peter chapter 1
第六节
Verse 6
彼得后书第一章第六节
2 Peter chapter 1 verse 6
有了知识又要加上节制
and to knowledge self-control
然后我们再看哥林多前书
First Corinthian
林前第九章
First Corinthian chapter
9第二十五节到二十七节
Verses 25 through 27
或者我们从这个二十四节读起好了。
Perhaps we start from verse
24. 岂不知在场上赛跑的都跑，但得奖赏的只有一人。你们也当这样跑，好叫你们得着奖赏。凡脚力争胜的，诸事都有节制。他们不过是要得能坏的冠冕，我们却是要得不能坏的冠冕。所以我奔跑不像无定向的。我斗拳不像打空气的我是攻克己身叫身服我恐怕我传福音给别人自己反被弃绝了
Do you not know that in a race all the runners run, but only one gets the prize? Run in such a way as to get the prize. Everyone who competes in the games goes into strict training. They do it to get a crown that will not last, but we do it to get a crown that will last forever. Therefore, I do not run like a man running aimlessly. I do not fight like a man beating the air. No, I beat my body and make it my slave, so that after I have preached to others, I myself will not be disqualified for the prize.
在中文里面呢，这个节制这两个字啊。
That in the Chinese version, the word self-control
有一个约束自己的意思。
It has a meaning of constrain.
但是呢，在新约圣经里面
But in the New Testament,
这个字呢，有两个希腊文。
And there's two Greek root to this word.
啊，它们的意思上面有点不太一样。
And there's a distinction between the two meanings.
但中文呢，都把它翻成节制。
But in Chinese, we all translate it into self-control.
啊，在希腊文的头一个意思呢
In the first definition in Greek,
他就说一个人呢他里面有力量可以管理自己
That is speak of a power within the man to control himself
另外一个字呢
Another definition
它可以翻作是清醒是冷静
It is being alert, being calm
我们都晓得一个人呢要管理自己是非常困难的
You know that it is difficult to manage even ourselves
啊，没有一个人不爱自己的
Because none of us will not love ourselves
啊，所以我想我们最宠爱的最放纵的就是我们自己
So I think the one that we're most lenient about and love the most is our own self
所以我们的自己可以说是我们最难管理的
Therefore, ourself is the hardest to control.
我们看见今天在世界上
You know that in this world today
有一些人他们在事业上能成功
There's some who are very successful in their career
啊，我们看见他们在管理自己的事情上面呢他们好像学得比别人好一点
And they're a better manager than others of themselves
所以一个人如果能管理住自己
Therefore if you're able to manage yourself
他往往就可以能够有一个成功的事业
Then he most likely will have a successful career
那么对基督徒来讲的话呢
And to Christians
在属灵的生活中
That in the life of our spiritual life
节制是非常重要的一个学习
And self-control is one of the most important learning that we
have 我们可以这样说当一个人能把我们自己管理
And we can say that when we are able to manage ourselves,
我们就能够把许多的事情管理得好。
Then we're able to manage many other things.
所以使徒保罗在哥林多前书第九章
Therefore, Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 9,
他用一个运动员啊来说明这件事情。
He used the illustration of an athlete to explain this.
我们晓得一个运动员如果要在场上有好的表现
You know that when athletes need to have a good performance,
他的生活必须要受约束。
That his life must be disciplined.
他必须懂得节制。
He must know self-control.
啊，有时候他不会管的话呢，需要人来管他。
If he doesn't know how to control himself, perhaps he needs others to help him.
如果他的生活很放纵
，and if he is very lenient,
他的生活很随便
，he's very just free.
他就不可能得着那个好的上好的那个奖赏。
Then he's not able to receive that big prize.
所以保罗告诉我们说在场上这个赛跑的人都跑但得奖赏的就一个
So Paul tells us that all runners run but only one receives the prize
啊，这是古代的奥林匹克运动会的一个标准
And that is the standard of the ancient Olympics
那么他就告诉我们说呢你凡是脚力争胜的话呢诸事都要节制
He says that if you compete then everything you need to have is self-control
啊，保罗告诉我们他们所得的只不过是地上必朽坏的冠冕
Yet they're only receiving a crown that will not last
我们懂得奥林匹克运动历史人都晓得他们最后得着的这个桂冠只不过是用个橄榄叶做的一个冠冕而已
And those who know about the history of Olympics you know that in the beginning the crown they received was just a wreath
但是他们为着得着这个荣耀
But in order to receive that glory
他们白天昼夜的在那里训练
that they train themselves day and night
他们把他们自己的生活限制得非常的严格
they put strict control over their lives
只不过为着得着这么一个必朽坏的一个冠冕而已
only to receive a crown that would not last
保罗说今天我们也是在场上跑
but Paul says we are also running today
我们乃是跑在属灵的这个运动场上
that we're running on a spiritual race
我们所要得着是将来不能朽坏的冠冕
and what we're yet to receive is a crown that's everlasting.
所以因此保罗说呢，我奔跑不像无定向。
Therefore Paul says, I run not like a man who's running aimlessly.
他有确定的标杆。
He has a goal.
弟兄姊妹们
and brothers and sisters,
今天我们在属灵的道路上面跑，我们有确定的标杆吗？
And brothers and sisters, do you have a set goal in your spiritual lives?
我们常常看见有很多的圣徒这样跑那样跑啊。
Oftentimes you see the saints running this way and that.
常常换跑道。
Oftentimes they would change their lanes.
弟兄姊妹们
and sisters,
这样的人得不着冠冕。
Such person will not receive
a crown. 他说我斗拳不像打空气。
And he says, I fight not like fighting the air.
他说我没有白费力气。
I am not fighting in vain.
你要知道在这个拳击的事上面啊。
You know that as a fighter.
我从前有一个很好的朋友，一个同学。
I have a very good classmate.
他是个练习打拳的。
He was a boxer.
他就告诉我们说呢，每一次这个挥空拳的时候是最耗力气。
And every time when he box like if he's boxing in the air, it's taking the most strength.
所以保罗说，如果我是打拳的，我这个拳不是随便出的。
And therefore Paul says, when I give my fist out, it's geared towards something.
绝不浪费自己的这个精力。
He would not waste his energy.
他说我是攻克己身，叫身服我。
That I am beating my body, so that making it my strength.
这说明他在属灵的事情上面，他是一个有节制的人。
That it tells that he is self-controlled.
他下面说一句话，他恐怕我传福音给别人。
He says, lest I have preached to others,
自己反被弃绝了。
And yet myself will be disqualified.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
这告诉我们说，有时候你传福音，别人得救了，你没得救。
And it tells you that sometimes you may preach gospel to others, and yet you do not get saved to yourself.
我们把福音传给别人。
And when you preach the gospel to others,
我们说信主耶稣有喜乐。
We say that we believe in the Lord, you will have joy.
结果听你的话的人喜乐了，你自己没喜乐。
And those who receive your word receive the joy, and you yourself do not.
我们说信主的人有平安。
And we say that believing in Jesus, you have peace.
听你的人得着平安，你自己传的人没有平安。
And while those who heard you receive the peace, you yourself have not.
保罗绝不做这个事情。
But that's not something that Paul would do.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，Therefore, brothers and sisters,
一个人如果能把自己能够管理得好
，If you're able to manage yourself,
这是多么重要的一件事情。
How important that is.
我们在生活中常常觉得我们时间运用的不得当。
You know, a lot of times we feel that we do not manage our time very well.
我们为着我们浪费了很多的时间，常常很懊恼。
We oftentimes regret of all the times that we've wasted.
但是弟兄姊妹们
，But brothers and sisters,
我们知道不是时间有问题。
You know that it's not problem with time.
是我们这个人有问题。
It is a problem with this person.
我们不会管理自己。
Because we do not know how to manage ourselves.
所以一个人呢会管理自己。
And therefore, a person knows how to manage himself.
他就会管理时间。
That he knows how to manage his time.
所以弟兄姊妹，对时间的运用。
And therefore, brothers and sisters, how you use your time.
和我们在主门节学习这个节制有非常大的关系。
It has close relation with how you learn self-control.
这世界上有很多书啊。
You know that there are so many books.
告诉我们怎么用时间。
And tells us how to use our time.
我们自己常常也写时间表。
And sometimes we would even make a schedule for ourselves.
那么这些都是好的。
And all these are very good.
方法是好的。
Methods are good.
但是这个人做不到。
But this person, we as a person cannot do it.
我记得我年轻的时候，我也常常为自己的生活写时间表。
I remember when I was young, I would make a schedule for myself.
可能开头几天呢，我还做到了。
Maybe in the first few days, I was able to.But later on, I was not able to follow it.
弟兄姊妹们
Friends, sisters,
时间的运用跟我们在主面前所学这个节制的功课有密切的关系。
You know how you manage your time has close relation with how you do learn self-control before the Lord.
所以我们要想不浪费我们的时间。
So if we wish not to waste our time,
我们必须要学会能够管制住自己的。
Then we need to learn how to manage ourselves.
那么言语上也是一样。
And so is with our speech.
我们如果说话能说得合适。
If we can speak eloquently.
这是多么重要的一件事情。
And speak appropriately, then how important that is.
我们常常的难处是什么呢？该说的没有说，不该说的就说了。
You know, oftentimes our difficulty is not to say the things we should say, but saying those that we should not have.
弟兄姊妹们，我们有没有常常为自己所说的话感觉懊悔呢
？Brothers and sisters, are we often sorrowful and regret what we said?
我们知道有很多时候，因为我们说错了一句话。
You know that sometimes just because we said something wrong,
带来很多很多的难处
it brought in so many difficulties.
那么这个言语的问题、啊、
and because of this problem with our speech,
跟我们自己的管理有很大的关系
and it has close relation with how we manage ourselves.
圣经告诉我们说，要多说造就人的话
and the Bible tells us we're supposed to say things that will edify others.
圣经从来没有说啊，你要多说赞美人的话
You never say that you should say things to praise others.
啊，就弟兄姊妹，我们要记得，圣经是说我们要多说造就人的好话。
The Bible says that we need to say things that edify others.
这个赞美的话呢，有的时候很虚伪的。
You know, because when you just praise, sometimes it's false.
他做的不好，我们还跟他说：“哎呀，你做的真好啊。”
It is superficial and pretense. You try to praise someone doing something, when he didn't do it well.
这是个虚伪的东西。
And that's a pretense.
弟兄姊妹们，在言语的运用上面。
And brothers and sisters, as in your speech,
我们就发现乃是跟我们这个人对自己的管理有密切的关系。
And we discover that it has close relation to how we manage ourselves.
我们该不该说
should we say this?
我们是否应当说
do we need to say this and should we say this?
你自己可以管理的。
You need to manage that yourself.
假设你管理不了自己
if you cannot,
你也管理不了你自己的言语
then you cannot control your speech
所以今天在教会生活的里面
and therefore in the Christian church life
在家庭的生活里面
in our home life
常常那个难处都是从言语出来的
oftentimes our difficulties arise from our speech
我们管不住自己
because we cannot control our tongue
不该说的话 随着自己的欲望就说了
we just say whatever we wanted to say
该说的话又没有说
but the things that we should have said we didn't
所以有很多时候都是造成难处造成亏损
and all the times it caused the loss of someone
所以言语看起来是外表的事情
and therefore even though speech seems to be superficial
但是充分的表现你这个人是不是一个有节制的人
yet it manifests so fully whether this person has self-control
像有的时候我们在物质的运用上面来讲有很多时候我们也运用的不是十分恰当
you know that sometimes we do not manage our material goods very appropriately either
我们都知道一个人呢不要过分的小气
You know that we should not be stingy
也不要太多的浪费
And we should not be wasteful either
更不要贪得无厌
And we should not be greedy
啊，这个道理我们都知道的
And
对不对
we knew all about this
但是我们能做到吗
But can we do it?
很多时候我们做不到
Oftentimes we cannot
啊，我们该大方的时候我们都变得很小气
And we should be gracious and yet become stingy
该谨慎一点的时候它又很浪费
And then sometimes we become so wasteful when we need to
所以弟兄姊妹这些看起来都是外面的生活的行为
So brothers and sisters all these are our manifestations of our lives
其实充分的显明的乃是我们这个人里面的光景
But it manifests our inward life
使徒保罗在哥林多前书里面告诉我们
that Paul in 1 Corinthians tells us
他说凡事都可行
that we can do all things
但不一定有益处
but not all of them is beneficial
弟兄姊妹们这就是 一种属灵上的认识
brothers and sisters that is a spiritual knowledge
这是保罗在地上他处事处人的一个很重要的一个规律
and that was a rule that the principle that he lives by for his life on earth
但是这个规律呢让我们看见保罗是一个有约束自己的人
and this principle tells that Paul is someone who has self-control
保罗啊曾经对他的年轻同工提多说
and once he told his co-worker Titus
对他说你劝老年人要节制
He said that encourage the elder to be to have self-control
为什么老人需要节制呢
Why is it that elders need to have self-control
因为在当时代、啊、
Because at that time
这个人呢都很喜欢喝酒
And people like to drink wine
有很多老人很喜欢喝酒
A lot of old people like to drink wine
所以呢从字面上来讲是要提多提醒这些老人喝酒要有节制
So when you look at this first superficially you think that Paul is trying to remind them to be self-control in matter of wine
一个人年纪老了
But as a person grow old
我们就发觉生活更需要有规律、啊、
We see that his life need to have a more schedule to be more scheduled
这个如果从年轻时候不学的话呢到老也不容易
And if you don't learn it from your young age, when you become old, it will be difficult.
所以我们在今天物质的运用上面，如果我们能运用的得当。
And therefore, if we can appropriately manage our material goods.
弟兄姊妹们，你需要学节制的功课。
Then brothers and sisters, you need to learn the lesson of self-control.
我们也都知道，今天神所给我们的精神和体力啊。这都是非常有限。
You know that our energy, our times are all very limited.
我们怎么样能够不浪费我们的精神和体力呢？
How do we use it so that we do not waste our own energy?
我们都希望我们能多做一些有益的事，少做一些无益的事。
And we wish that we can do something that's more beneficial.
但是呢，我们把自己的生活稍微看一下的话呢，
But if you really take a look in your life,
我们会发现啊，
you will realize,
我们真正做有益的事情不太多，
that there are very few things that are beneficial that we actually do.
做那些无益的事情呢，很多很多。
And we do a lot of things that is not beneficial.
我们的精神体力都浪费在这些事物上面。
And a lot of times our time and energy is wasted on these things.
特别在属灵事情的追求上。
Especially in the pursuit of spiritual things.
我们大多时候我们的力量都给世界用完了。
Oftentimes our energy are being drained by this world.
我们没有多少的时间归给主。
We don't have much time to give it to the Lord.
有一个例子啊，我曾经讲过很多次。
And there is example which I mentioned quite a few times.
我觉得还是需要有点提醒。
And I believe that I need to remind you again.
我就发现因为今天的世界啊，
that the world today,
它对人的要求啊，这个是非常的严厉。
And they have a very strict demand on us.
我们几乎把我们一生中间许多最好的年日都归给世界。
It seems like we give the best of our years to the world.
所以弟兄姊妹们，在我们属灵的追求上，我们更是要知道如何来节制我们自己的精神和体力。
And therefore, brothers and sisters, we need to know how to conserve our energy for spiritual things.
啊，从前很久之前呢，有个弟兄啊。
And quite a while ago, there was a brother.
他的确也蛮爱主的。
He loved the Lord dearly.
但是他不知道怎么样节制他自己。
But he did not know how to do self-control.
所以他把他大部分的精神体力啊，在世界上都用的差不多了。
So he spent most of his time and energy on the matters of this world.
所以常常礼拜二来祷告的时候啊，
and oftentimes when he come to the prayer meeting on Tuesday night,
我就看见他有时候跪在我旁边，他就睡着了。
And sometimes he would fall asleep as he knelt beside me.
不仅睡着，有时候打呼了。
And sometimes he even snored.
哎呀，我开头心里很，你觉得怎么是这样的？
And I just kind of wonder in my heart.
待他醒来的时候啊，
and when he awoke,
他就对我说，孙弟兄，你不要骂我哈。
He says, brother son, please don't scold me.
他说我能来聚会就很不错了。
He says, it's good enough that I come to the meeting.
并且呢，我每次来聚会很安息。
And then every time I come, I'm at rest.
所以他这么讲，我也很难讲他什么。
So since he said that, I didn't know what to say.
但是我心里面实在觉得有一件事情觉得很遗憾。
But I have a regret in my heart.
我们不知道如何来节制管理我们自己的精神和体力。
We do not know self-control and how to manage our time and our energy.
在旧约圣经里面告诉我们，
that in the Old Testament,
所有的祭物献到神跟前去的，
and it tells us when all the sacrifices are being brought before the Lord,
必须是上好的，
it needs to be the best.
你要把最好的献给主。
You need to give the Lord your best.
你不是把那个有病的，把那个人都不要的拿来给主。
You're not taking to the Lord the sick, whatever is left over.
但今天呢，我们因为不会管理我们的自己。
But today, because we don't know how to manage ourselves.
我们的精神体力都在许多好像看起来外面的事物上都用光了。
Our energies or times are spent on things that are so, that's so obvious.
最后呢，拿出这一点点呢，来归给主。
And then we have only a little bit left over for the Lord.
就是剩余的。
And it's just left over.
弟兄姊妹，这对我们来讲是何等的亏损
啊。And brother and sister, that is a loss to us.
这是极大的亏损。
Because that's a great loss to us.
所以今天我们在这个世界中，我们跟这个世界在赛跑。
That today we're running against this world.
世界不断地用各式各样的事物，忙碌的事物剥夺我们的时间。
And the world is using all kinds of things and tactics to take away our time and energy.
所以我们更感觉到一个基 督徒要学节制的功课是多么的重要。
And we feel even more so how important it is to learn the lesson of self-control.
你跟这个世界等于在抢夺你的时间，抢夺你的精神和体力一样。
Because you're fighting the, against the world with your, for your time, energy.
所以我们对青年的弟兄姊妹要特别的鼓励。
Therefore, we want to encourage the young brothers and sisters especially.
我们要知道我们一生能给主的时间已经不多了。
You know that what we can give to the Lord, our time are so limited.
如果再加上这许多的事物的缠累，弟兄姊妹就更少了。
And if you add all these bondage of these worldly things, then you have little left over.
结果呢，我们属灵的生活变得非常的贫穷软弱。
And our spiritual lives become very poor and weak.
啊，这是很严重的一件事情。
You know, that is something very serious.
那么我们也晓得今天我们活在地上不是我们一个人活。
And we also know that we do not live by ourselves.
我们有人际之间的关系。
We have human relationships.
我们常常呢对可能有人对自己有这样的勉励。
And some might encourage themselves saying,
我们生活在一起最好不要伤害别人也不要伤害自己。
Then let us not hurt one another or ourselves as we dwell together.
但是有的时候你会发现多么的不容易啊。
But you will discover that how difficult that is.
啊，有很多时候我们因为不能够控制自己。
Oftentimes because we cannot control ourselves.
所以呢，我们伤害到别人。
And we've hurt others.
实在讲，你也伤害到你自己。
And actually, you've hurt yourself in return.
所以如果我们能学节制的功课，
So if we can learn self-control,
在人际之间的关系上面来讲的话呢，弟兄姊妹就会美好得多。
And then it will, your human relationship will be much more wonderful. It will be more normal.
啊，夫妻之间能够和谐。
Then husband and wives can live harmonically together.
丈夫要学会把自己管好。
And the husband needs to know how to control themselves.
妻子要学会能够节制。
And so does the wives.
自然就和谐嘛。
And then naturally they will live in peace.
啊，今天父母跟儿女之间的关系也是一样。
And so is with parent and child relationships.
啊，这个关系之间亲不亲啊。
And whether they have an intimate relationship.
弟兄姊妹，跟我们管理自己有非常大的关系。
Brothers and sisters, has a close relation to how you manage yourselves.
我觉得哈，大多数的情况是这样。
You know, I feel that most often this is the way.
这个儿女管不好啊。
The condition normally is that when we can't discipline our children,
多半是没有把自己管好。
Oftentimes it's because we don't know how to discipline ourselves.
做父母的不能把自己管好，你怎么可能把儿女管好呢？
If we as a parent cannot discipline ourselves, then how can we discipline our children?
当然在今天的社会中也有例外的东西。
Of course, there are exceptions in this society.
啊，我们读圣经的时候，有的时候也很叹息。
You know, sometimes we read the Bible, you sigh.
撒母耳这么好。
That Samuel was such a great person.
两个儿子不好。
Yet his two sons were not good.
啊，我们不晓得他出了什么难处。
I don't know what difficulties he had.
有的时候呢，父母不大好。
And sometimes the parents are not so good.
却出现很好的儿女。
Yet they have wonderful offspring.
当然这种例外也是有的。
Of course, there are exceptions like that.
但是一般的情况来讲。
But a normal condition is.
我们做父母的人如果能够约束自己，节制。
If we can discipline and control ourselves as parents,
多半对儿女会有正面的好的影响。
And definitely it will influence your children positively.
当然做儿女的人也需要学节制。
And of course the children need to learn discipline themselves.
那么有的家庭呢，他们的这个儿女啊，非常能够自己管理自己。
And some children know how to manage themselves.
啊，这个做父母的人就很放心。
And then the parents take comfort in that.
所以有很多时候我们也很羡慕这些家庭。
And sometimes we envy those families.
看我们的孩子这样管那样管都不行啊。
See how we discipline our children and then it's no use.
他们的儿女呢不需要怎么管，就很好。
Yet their children are so good without much discipline.
管理自己。
Because they know how to discipline themselves.
所以青年的弟兄姊妹，你也要学习能够节制。
Therefore, young brothers and sisters, if you know how to know, if you know self-control,
我们在社会上做事也是一样。
And just like you working in the society,
如果做主人的人会非常的这个管理自己。
If the boss knows how to manage themselves,
这个他底下的这些雇员呢，那就很愉快。
Then his employees would be very well off and very happy.
如果这个做这些仆人的人也会 自己管理自己。
And if all these employees know how to discipline themselves,
这两面事情大家相互之间呢都能够有节制的话呢
？And on both sides, they all practice self-control.
我想这个相处就非常的愉快。
And then their relationship would be very harmonic.
所以在人际的关系上面
，And therefore in relationships.
如果今天我们每一个人都能把自己管理好了
，If we can all manage ourselves,
我们有力量管理住我们自己。
And we have the strength to control ourselves.
那么还有什么难处呢
？Then what difficulty may there be?
弟兄姊妹们
，friends and sisters.
所以今天在基督徒属灵的生活里面
，and therefore in our life, in our spiritual life,
这个节制的功课是很重要的、很重要的功课。
That the lesson of self-control is crucially important.
啊，我们希望主的恩典在我们身上。
And we pray that the grace of the Lord be with us.
让我们相互在一起的生活。
That as we live together.
不伤害别人
，not to hurt one another，
也不伤害自己
，nor do we hurt ourselves。
啊，但是呢，你必须要学会这个节制的功课。
But above all, you need to learn how to control yourselves。
使徒彼得还提到一件事情。
And Apostle Peter mentioned something。
在彼得后书他说呢，有了知识要加上节制。
He says, in 2 Peter, true knowledge add self-control.
当然我们知道彼得所说的知识呢还不是指的世界上的知识说的。
And the knowledge that Peter talked about is not just worldly knowledge.
彼得所讲的乃是属灵的知识。
The knowledge that he spoke of was the spiritual knowledge.
我们知道属灵的知识呢是为了激发我们心中对主的爱慕。
You know that those spiritual knowledge is to stimulate us, to encourage us to love the Lord.
知道是很重要的一件事情。
So to knowis very important.
知道比不知道好。
And knowing is better than not knowing.
但是呢，对于一个没有办法节制自己的人来讲的话呢
，But to a person who does not know how to self-control,
有了知识反而产生一种难处。
And when you once receive that knowledge, it will create some difficulties.
一方面来讲，可能呢，我们有了这些知识，我们就滥用自由了。
On one hand, when you have knowledge, you gain more freedom.
要不然呢这些知识呢就叫人自高自大
or these knowledge cause you to become boastful
所以弟兄姊妹们
sisters,
你有了属灵的知识
that once you have that spiritual knowledge
你要怎么样能够正确的来运用这些东西
how do you use these knowledge appropriately
跟你在神面前所学这个节制的功课有非常非常的重关系
and how to utilize those knowledge has close relation with your self-control before the Lord
我想我用圣经的一个例子来说明一下
and perhaps I use illustration from the Bible
弟兄姊妹都知道在哥林多前书里面
that we all know from 1 Corinthians
使徒保罗在第八章中间告诉我们
that in chapter 8 Paul says
他说有的人呢因为有了这个知识呢就自高自大
and some people because they have that knowledge they become boastful
啊，他说若有人以为自己知道什么按他所知道他人是不知道
that if someone thinks that he knows something does not yet know as he ought to know
啊，意思说呢你不要以为说你拥有这些知识你就什么都知道
this means that don't think that you know about everything once you have some knowledge
因为保罗在这里所提到的是吃那个祭偶像之物的事情
and because what Paul was mentioning about was about the food that's being sacrificed to idols
因为当初哈我们晓得在这个哥林多这个地方啊
You know that in the Corinth
他们市面上所卖的这些肉
All the meat that they were selling in the market
都是经过拜偶像之后才拿出来卖
It is all in the market after they've sacrificed to the idols
就是这些宰杀牲畜的人他们要把这个祭物先拿到庙里面去祭祀之后然后才拿到市场上去卖
So those butchers would take the meat to the sacrifice to the temple first and then take it to the market to be sold
这个呢对当时的基督徒来讲就造成一种的难处
And therefore it created a difficulty for the Christians at that time
所以有很多人就问说呢这个肉呢既然是祭过了这个偶像的我们可以买来吃吗
So someone asked can we eat those meat after they've been sacrificed to the idols
但有的人他有知识啊
And some have knowledge
他说这个天地万物都是神所创造的
He says well all things are created by God
啊 这个不是也不是撒旦能够创造的。
And it's not created by Satan.
然后去他去祭他的，我吃我的。
So they can offer that to the idol, but I can still eat it.
结果因为他吃的缘故啊。
But because of he eat of such meat,
叫很多良心软弱的基督徒就跌倒了。
It caused other who have weaker faith to stumble.
啊，他们说原来拜过偶像的东西也可以吃。
And they would say, well, you can still eat the meat that's been sacrificed to the idols.
这个他们里面接受不了。
And then they cannot accept that fact.
所以保罗有这个知识。
So Paul had that knowledge.
保罗知道凡物都是洁净的。
Paul says that everything are clean.
啊，但是呢，保罗说什么呢？
But what did he say?
他说我虽然有这样的知识。
He says, even though I have such knowledge.
他说为着不叫弟兄跌倒的缘故。
But for the sake of not to stumble my brothers.
弟兄姊妹，他说我就不吃肉。
Brothers and sisters, then I will not eat that meat.
弟兄姊妹，你看见保罗是一个有节制的人。
You see that Paul is someone with self-control.
他说为着教会，为着神的百姓，他节制自己。
He constrained himself for the church, for the people of God.
所以这是多么宝贵的一件事情。
So how precious that is.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们拥有了属灵的知识，还要加上节制。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, to spiritual knowledge, we need to add on self-control.
不然的话呢，这个属灵的知识会给我们带来很大的难处了。
Otherwise, this knowledge would cause us to puff up and cause us difficulties.
所以在我们属灵的生活里面
，And therefore in our spiritual lives,
一个人学了节制的功课
，After the person learned a lesson of self-control,
他有力量能够管理住自己。
He had the strength and power to control himself.
我们看见在周围所有这些事物上面来讲的话，就没有多大的难处。
And then you will see that he doesn't have much difficulties of the things around him.
这是一个根本上解决问题的一个事情。
It is to solve the problem at its root.
今天呢，我们不能说呢，这个光是在遇见一件事情就解决这个事，遇见那个事解决那个事。
Today we cannot just try to solve things superficially, trying to solve the symptoms.
神的作为那是把我们这个人里面的东西先把它解决了。
Because the work of God is dealing with our inner man.
自然你知道怎么样处理这些外面的事情。
Once it deals with the root problem, the root cause.
所以这个节制是我们里面的学的功课。
And therefore, self-control is a lesson that we've learned inwardly.
这实在是非常的重要的。
And that is very crucial.
这不仅在我们的生活中间。啊、我们能应付所有一切不同的环境
Not only able to have self-control to help you to face many problems in life
并且在神的教会里面
And also in the church of God
神只能用那些能够管理自己的人
God can only use those who have self-control、
啊、如果我们自己能管理自己
If you can manage yourself
神就能用我们
Then God can use you
所以圣经才告诉我们我们要学这个节制的功课
Therefore the Bible tells us that we need to learn self-control
我们看见主耶稣到地上来的时候他道成肉身成为一个人
You see that when Jesus becoming a man
他做了最美丽的榜样
He has set a great example for us
主是一个自由人
Because he is a free man
啊，没有任何事物能拘谨他的
There's nothing which can constrain him
但是我们看见从他的身上能看见这个节制的这个功夫
But we see how he learned self-control himself.
他要说话的时候呢
That when he spoke,
他总是说父所要说的话
He only spoke of what the Father wants him to say.
他要做事的时候呢
When he did things,
他总是做父所要他做的事情
He only do according to what the Father asked him to do.
当我们读四福音书的时候啊
And when you read the four Gospels,
我们一点都不觉得有勉强
We do not sense a hindering being forced to do something
yeah, 非常的自然的
it is very natural when he do things
没有感觉到主耶稣好像被捆得紧紧的这个也不能碰那个也不能做 没有
we do not feel that he's being bound by this and that and cannot do this or that
你会看见了弟兄姊妹主生活的那个光景是最美丽最自由不过
You see the life that he lived was such a free and beautiful life
所以我们诗歌中有首诗歌这样唱说、啊、
And therefore a hymn says
求主把我捆绑我才得到自由
That please bind me Lord so I may be free
你看这个有个矛盾在哪里的
Do you see a dilemma, a conflict there?
所以一个基督徒你如果不被神捆绑住你就没有自由的
Therefore as a Christian if you're not being bound by the Lord then you do not have freedom
主在肉身中间给我们做了这个美丽的榜样
That the Lord has set a wonderful example in his flesh.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
sisters,
他与父完全一
therefore he
不仅是一
was,
啊也是完全一致
therefore he was completely one with the Father and also in one accord
所以在整个人类的历史中间只有主耶稣基督完完全全成全神的旨意
Therefore, all through the history of man, there's only Jesus Christ who completely accomplished the will of God.
所以主在肉身中给我们做榜样。
And therefore, the Lord has set a good example in His flesh.
你看见他的里面整个的光景是一种有力量能够管理的一种情形。
You see that He exhibited a self-control.
所以神在侍奉上面对人也有这样的要求。
And therefore, that is God's requirement for us in service.
今天对于我们来讲，不是所谓不是绝对的问题啊。
And
不是一个 absolute.
Today, it's not an issue of being absolute.
啊，因为我们身上充满的软弱。
And because we are filled with weakness.
有很多时候我们不一定能够达到这样的完全。
And sometimes we cannot reach that perfection.
但是重要的是什么？一定要学。
But what's important is that we learn.
所以在教会的侍奉中间。
And therefore in the service in church.
保罗在提摩太前书第三章里面就告诉我们。
And Paul in 1 Timothy chapter 3 tells us.
做监督的应该是怎样。
And how should we as a deacon of the church.
执事和女执事的应该怎样
And how should be your deacon and deaconess of the church?
我们知道这些都是教会的领袖啊。
You know that these are the leaders of the church?
所以呢神对教会的领袖呢有特别的要求。
And therefore God has special requirement for the leaders of the church.
你要做一个好的领袖吗
Do you want to be a good leader?
你必须要学会节制的功课。
You need to learn self-control.
啊，你看见保罗在那里说的很多的事情都是教导一个人应当怎样在主面前学这个节制的功课
And many aspects that Paul mentioned in that Timothy talked about how do we control ourselves
啊，比方说讲到这个监督的时候
For example when we talk about bishop
他这里告诉我们好多的点
And or overseer he told us many things that we need to abide by
啊，我想弟兄姊妹去读的时候呢你就会发现这许多的事情啊
And if as you read that passage you would discover
都是关乎到一个人管理自己的事情
It really has to do with how you manage yourselves
比方说你应当这个自守端正乐意接待远人善于教导不饮酒滋事不打人只要温和不争竞不贪财很多事情呢
That you ought not to be greedy, you ought not to be lovers of wine, you need to receive others and so and so.
每一件事情都跟你在主面前所学的这个节制的这个功课有关系。
That all these aspects have to do with how you learn self-control before the Lord.
你要好好管理自己的家。
And how do you manage your own home?
我再说，这个对我们今天来讲不是一个绝对的事情。
That to us, this is not an absolute standard for us.
但是无论怎样，你在主面前要学。
But no matter what, you need to learn before the Lord.
可能越学的像这样学到这样的情形
the more you can learn to try to reach that standard
你在教会中就是个好的监督
then you are a good overseer in church
那么做执事的也是要学
and so are with the deacons
做女执事的也是一样
or the deaconess
这个节制的功课是非常非常重要
the lesson of self-control is crucially important
所以你也可以这样领会
and therefore you can understand it in this way
你学得多
The more you learn,
那你就是监督,
then you're overseer.
你学的少就是执事。
And if you learn less, then you become a deacon.
这完全看你在主面前，你在这些属灵事上你所学的功课是怎样的。
It all depends on how much you're willing to learn before the Lord.
我们晓得在教会的侍奉上。
You know that in the service in church, the service has to do with the plan and the heart of God.
的确，侍奉也是管理众人事情的一个问题。
True, the service also involves management of all the entire body.
我们的感觉常常说，哎呀，这些人真难管理，很不好管。
Sometimes we feel that people are so hard to manage.
但是神的心意是叫我们，你先把自己管好。
But God's will is for us to manage ourselves first.
你能把自己管得多好
？How you are able to manage yourself?
你在教会的侍奉。中呢，你能管理的人就能，有多少的好处。
And how well you're able to manage others depend on how well you manage
yourself.
And therefore we need to encourage all these brothers and sisters who are involved in service, especially those who are in leadership. Brothers and sisters, you need to learn self-control. Do not do things according to yourself. Do not just lose your temper or speak so freely without constraint. And how deeply, how well we learn such lessons, and that would bring so much benefit to the church, then it would be able to influence others. So all begins with us. And how important that is.
当然我们讲到这个不是所谓绝对的问题。
Of course, we're not talking about there's an absolute standard that you need to reach.
在全本圣经里面,
that in the entire Bible,
只有主耶稣是完全的榜样。
Only Jesus is perfect.
其他所有的人你看都是不完全的。
And all of us as human beings were not perfect.
所以这个对我们来讲也是一个激励。
And to us, that is encouragement.
圣经的例子很多啊。
Now there are many examples in the Bible.
我们比方说我们用大卫来做个例子。
For example, if we use a David as example.
这是旧约圣经以色列百姓中间最伟大的一个君王。
He's one of the greatest king in the Old Testament.
我们看见他有成功的地方，但是呢，他也有失败的地方。
We see that he has success, but also failures.
他在某些事情上面显出来，他非常能节制。
And some things he manifests himself to be having extreme self-control.
在有些事情上面呢，我们就看见他完全不能管理自己。
But in other matters, it seems like he does not able to control himself at all.
我们晓得当他还没出来做王的时候，
you know that before he even came out to be a king,
他被扫罗逼迫得很厉害。
He was being persecuted by Saul.
到处去逃亡。
That he was in escape.
在撒母耳记上二十四章那里记载。
And in 1 Samuel chapter 24,
当他逃到隐基底的这个地方的时候，隐基底，一个山洞里的，没关系。
When he escaped to a place in a cave,
他呢跟他的这些从带跟随的人呢躲在那个山洞的里面。
And all of he and his followers were in that cave.
结果后来扫罗进来了。
And so Saul came in.
那在那里，他有一个很好的机会可以杀扫罗的。
He had a great opportunity to slaughter Saul.
他下面的人都鼓励他。
So all his followers encouraged him to do so.
这么好的机会是耶和华把他交在你手里。
He says that David, this is such a good opportunity. It is Jehovah God who placed Saul in your hand.
你要上去一刀的话呢，什么难处都解决了。
That if you just kill him, then it would solve all your problems.
你知道在那件事情上面呢，大卫很动心啊。
You know that his heart was moved.
结果呢，大卫呢还是不敢啊。
And yet he did not dare to do so.
充分说明大卫是一个有节制的人。
And it manifests that David has self-control.
他就跑去把他那个衣服的那个边缘上给他切掉一块，这那就很近了，对不对？
So he cut off the corner of his robe.
但是呢，切完那个之后呢，他就很自责。
And yet after he'd done that, he regretted.
弟兄姊妹，一个人为什么会自责呢？
And he blamed himself. And why was that?
这说明什么呢？他是一个管理自己的人。
Because he was a man who knows how to manage himself.
他才会产生这种自责的感觉。
And therefore he would have such a self-blame out of his conscience.
一个人如果呢没有这种自己管理自己的这种学习的话呢？
And a person who cannot manage himself.
你伤害了别人，你骂了别人，你还没感觉呢。
And you would not have feeling even when you hurt others.
大卫是一个活在主里面的人。
That David was one who lived before the Lord.
所以他说我怎么可以动手伤害耶和华的受膏者呢？
He says, how can I lay hand on the one who is being anointed by God?
所以他为他自己所做这些事情呢，他产生很深的一个自责。
And therefore in him there is a deep scolding of himself.
我们看见在这件事情上，大卫充分的表现呢，他是一个会管理自己的人。
That David manifests himself fully as a man who can who has self-control.
他没有随从自己的利益，随从自己的血气的感觉。
He did not follow his own desire, his own benefit.
第二次在这个二十六章那里到了西佛的旷野的时候，另外一个旷野。
And in chapter 26, when he went to the wilderness in Siphites,
他带着他跟从的人呢，来到扫罗的这个营盘那里。
And when he went to the camp of Saul,
奇怪，发现了所有人都睡着了。
And he realized that all has fallen asleep.
他们就跑到扫罗的帐篷里面。
And he went into the tent of Saul.
就发现了那些元帅呢，那些跟随扫罗的兵，通通睡着了。
And he realized all the army, the soldier has fallen asleep.
那这时候呢，他手下有一个人就对这个大卫讲。
And then David, one of David's followers told David,
"You
see, God has given Saul to you again." That his spear was of Saul was right beside him.
He
says, "Well, let me do it."
He says,
"Please allow me just thrust the spear into him just once. It will do it."
结果大卫怎么说呢
？You know what David said?
大卫说没有人可以伤害耶和华的受膏者。
David says no one is allowed to hurt the anointed of God.
阻止他的手下伤害扫罗。
He had stopped his follower to hurt Saul.
那么结果呢？就拿了什么？把他的水壶啊和他枪拿走了。
So he took away his bucket, his spear.
然后到了外面他就喊了。
And then when he went outside that camp, he shouted.
哇！他说这些元帅，你们这些兵，你怎么不知道保护你自己的王呢
？And David shouted, says, "You, how come you didn't know how to protect your king Saul?"
结果那件事情叫扫罗非常的羞愧。
And then it caused great shame to Saul.
弟兄姊妹，我们会看见。在这些故事里面都充分地表现出什么大卫是一个能够约束自己能够管理自己的人
And all these stories has manifested and had told us that David, King David was one who knew how to control himself
所以这是他做王的一个条件
And that was his qualification to be a king
但是呢到了撒母耳记下第十一章的时候
But when it came to 2 Samuel chapter 10
我们看见大卫做了王之后
that after David had become king,
他的生活放纵
his life became very loose.
他在情感的事情上管不了自己
he was not able to control himself on the matter of lust.
所以弟兄姊妹们，今天这个世界上常常有这样的情形。
You know, brothers and sisters, these are so common in the world.
很多人有聪明智慧，可以治理外面的事物。
A lot of people who has this wisdom and intellect to manage things outside.
但是在情感的事上管制不了自己。
Yet they cannot manage their own lust.
结果我们晓得他用了最可怕、最污秽的手段，夺了乌利亚的妻子。
And you know that he used the most dreadful way to take over the wife of Uriah.
这个乌利亚像他这么忠诚。
And Uriah was such one who was so faithful toward David.
那么优秀的一个将领。
And such a wonderful captain in this.
但是他为了夺取他的妻子。
And yet because he desired his wife.
用了非常可怕的手段。
He has used such a dreadful way and method.
我们看见在这件事情上。
That in this matter.
充分显明出大卫在这件事上没办法管理自己。
And it has completely revealed that David could not control himself.
所以我们就说，今天在跟随主的事情上面
，and therefore in the things of
在教会的侍奉上面
，in the service in the church.
我们知道每一个人都有自己的软弱。
You know that all of us have our weaknesses.
所以有的人在这些方面他很有节制。
And some are having self-control in certain matters.
有的人碰到那些事情呢，你就看见他完全没有节制。
Yet completely lose himself in other matters.
所以我们因此在主跟前，我们知道学习啊。能够有管制是多么重要的一个功课。
And therefore it tells us how important it is that we know, we learn self-control before the Lord.
所以我们再说。
And then once again, let me stress.
今天在教会里面。
That today in church.
不是你有多少的口才恩赐能够造就人。
Not that you can edify people with so much of your talents.
最能够带来神的恩典的那是看你这个人到底你在主的带领中你能管理自己有多少
And what can be most beneficial and bring so much blessing to others is how well you can manage yourselves
我过去的40多年啊，蒙恩做基督徒
You know in the past 40 some years
我碰见太多有恩赐的人
And being a Christian I've seen so many with talents
他们的讲道非常感动人
And their sermons are so moving
他们很多在侍奉上的那个表现很有能力很有会管理
And they're so powerful and having ability to manage
但是最后因为不能管理自己的缘故
But because they could not manage themselves
结果不仅自己身败名裂
Not only they had lost their reputation
也给教会带来非常大的祸患
They brought so much trouble to the church
所以弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters
我们要在这些事情上学习这个属灵的功课
We need to learn this spiritual lesson on these matters
今天我们在侍奉上能够给神的家带来祝福
that in our service, in order to bring blessing to the house of God, we need to know how to control ourselves.
啊，我想我这个话是和弟兄姊妹大家共同勉励。
You know that such word is just being mutually encouraging.
这是多么重要的一件事情。
Because it is crucially important.
那么今天我们如何来在生活中学习来节制呢？
But how do we learn self-control in our lives?
我想两个重点我们需要知道的。
I think there are two important points that we need to know.
第一个。
And first thing,
we need
to understand and know our own limitations and weakness.
神造我们是有限的。
Because God had created us to be limited.
实在来讲，我们这个人的血肉之体是非常的这个无能的。
And we as in our flesh are very weak.
所以节制呢，不是你自己的苦修。
And therefore, to learn self-control is not how you constrain yourself.
不是我们自己的修行。
It is not trying to do all by yourself.
很多宗教是靠这个东西。
You know that a lot of other religions try to do that.
使徒保罗告诉我们。
But Paul tells us.
这些都是没有功效的。
All these are self, constrain and tell, control ourselves is no use. Just using our own effort.
在神的家中。
That today in the house of God.
在主的工作里面。
That in the work of God.
弟兄姊妹们，我们不是用克己。这个用这种苦修的方式来达到神所要的光景。
We're not trying to do our self-control by our own strength and effort.
感谢我们的主。
And we thank the Lord.
他是非常的怜恤我们。
And because He is merciful.
他早知道我们这个堕落的人里面的光景是怎样的。
He knew about our condition as a fallen humankind.
所以他把他自己的生命赐给我们。
And therefore He given us His own life.
然后重要的是什么呢？
And then what's important
is,
secondly,
就是我们要学习圣灵的功课。
And to learn, to follow the Holy Spirit.
这个也就是使徒约翰所说的，要顺从恩膏的教训。
And that is what John talked about, following the anointing of the Holy Spirit.
当我们读加拉太书第五章的时候，
When we read Galatians chapter 5,
弟兄姊妹，我们看见在这里啊，保罗告诉我们呢，这个圣灵啊，在我们这些人身上可以结出九种果子。
And Paul tells us that the Holy Spirit can bear fruit, nine kinds of fruits in our lives.
这节圣经哈，也有另外一种不同的解释。
It also have a different interpretation of this verse.
有人告诉我们说呢，从希腊的原文里面可以读出来。
That in the original Greek language, it shows us.
他说圣灵所结的果子，那个果子原文是单数。
That the fruit of the Spirit is singular.
所以因此呢，有很多读经的人就说呢，这个所结的果子乃是爱。
And therefore, the fruit of the Spirit, some say, is love.
然后从这个爱里面呢，产生八种不同的情形出来。
That in this love, it manifest has eight different manifestations.
弟兄姊妹，这个解释是非常好的。
And I believe that this interpretation is quite good.
的确，今天圣灵在我们身上所要第一个结出来是一个爱的果子。
Truly, the first fruit of the Spirit in our lives is love.
那么你有了爱之后呢？
That once you have love,
你自然有下面这许多的现象能够表现出来。
Then naturally, you will have the following manifestations.
但是一般来讲，大多数读经的人都觉得说，这里就是圣灵所结的九种果子。
But normally, people believe that these are the nine different fruit of the Holy Spirit.
但是无论怎么样的解释，
And no matter how you interpret this verse,
那个最后一个就是节制。
The last one is self-control.
这也就是告诉我们说呢，
And it tells us,
我们在对圣灵的经历中间，
that in our experience of the Holy Spirit,
最后产生的结果，
The very last result of fruit,
最后最高的一个表现，
the highest manifestation,
那是表现在节制上面。
It is manifested in the matter of self-control.
啊，所以今天圣灵呢在我们身上做工。
And therefore today the Holy Spirit is working within us.
我们也追求圣灵的经历。
And we pursue after the experience of the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姊妹们，你的经历是不是能够达到神的要求呢？
And brothers and sisters, can your experience reach the standard of God?
最后所看见的是一个节制。
Because the last manifestation is self-control.
所以我们晓得今天圣灵在我们身上的工作。
And therefore we know that the work of the Holy Spirit in our lives now,
到最高的一种情况中的时候，
when they reach a pivotal point,
就叫一个人有力量能够管理自己。
A person would begin to have that strength to manage themselves.
这个才是今天圣灵在我们身上所要达到的一个目的。
And that is the goal that the Holy Spirit is working to.
感谢神。
And we thank the Lord.
圣灵用恩典来鼓励，来约束我们。
And with grace, the Holy Spirit encourage and constrain us.
如果我们能跟随圣灵，跟随得紧。
If we can follow the Holy Spirit very closely.
最后所产生的弟兄姊妹，那个结果是在我们自己的本身产生出一个美丽的一个德性。
And then the last and the ultimate character would be a very beautiful character.
那就是一个节制的果子。
Which is the fruit of self-control.
所以我们也可以这样讲。
And therefore we can say,
当你能够节制的时候，
we say in this way that as you are able to control yourselves,
你自然能够表现神的爱。
Then you can naturally manifest the love of God.
你知道在基督徒生活里面这个爱的表现呢是很复杂的东西。
You know that the manifestation love is very complicated.
我们都想表现神的爱，结果常常表现都是人的爱。
Sometimes we want to manifest God's love, but yet oftentimes we manifest the love of man.
根本就没有约束。
Because you do not know how to manage yourselves.
所以如果你能够学到这个节制，
And if we know self-control,
你就有喜乐。
Then you will have joy.
如果你能学到节制，
if you can learn self-control,
你里面就有平安，
then you will have peace.
如果你能学到节制，
if you can learn self-control,
你自然有忍耐，
then you will naturally have patience.
如果你能学到节制，
if you learn self-control,
自然有恩慈，
then naturally kindness.
如果你能学到节制，
and with self-control,
你的表现就是善良，
naturally goodness manifests.
如果你能学到节制，
if you can learn self-control,
那么呢， 你就能够显出信实。
Then naturally you will be faithful.
如果你能节制，
and if you can learn self-control,
你是真正的温柔，
then you're truly gentle.
所以这是圣灵所结的果子的最后一个。
And therefore that's the last fruit of the Holy Spirit.
最后所产生的结果。
The last fruit.
但是非常的重要。
But it is very important.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
therefore, brothers and sisters,
今天我们需要顺服恩膏的教训。
That today we need to follow, submit ourselves to the anointing of the Holy Spirit.
我们常常觉得我们需要能力。
Oftentimes we feel that we need power.
我们需要爱。
We need love.
我们需要这个需要那个。
We need this and that.
是，这些都是宝贵的。
Yes, all these are very precious.
但是圣灵最终要达到的结果，就是到一个人开始怎么样，他们里面有力量能够自己管理自己。
Yeah, the final fruit of the Holy Spirit is for a person to have that strength to manage themselves.
所以这是我们在基督徒属灵生活里面的一个很重要很重要的一个学习。
And therefore that is a very important learning in our spiritual lives.
我们能不能在生活中给别人带来祝福？
Whether we can bring blessings to others in our lives.
我们能不能在神的手中被神用？
Whether we can be used by God.
弟兄姊妹，不是看恩赐。
Friends and sisters, it does not depend on your talent.
不是看你的知识。
It does not depend on your intellect.
不是看你的热心。
Not your zeal.
弟兄姊妹，再说是看你有没有节制。
Once again, let me stress, it depends on whether you have self-control.
我们再说。
Once again.
管理外面的事物有时候不容易，但是管理自己是更困难的。
It is more difficult to manage yourself than to manage anything other things.
愿主的恩典在我们身上能达到一个光景，让每个弟兄姊妹都能够首先把自己能够管理好。
And may the Lord be gracious to us that each one of us is able to manage and control ourselves.
我想这个对你个人来讲，这是极大的福气。
And because I know that I will bring so much blessing to you as an individual.
对活在你周围的人也是福气。
And can bring blessing to people around you.
这对神的工作更是有非常大的益处。
And even bring so much benefit to the work of God.
我们再来唱那首诗歌好吧，刚才弟兄选的那个关于圣灵的诗歌哈，是两百。
Hymn 246.
246首好吧。我们唱的有福的安静这首诗歌。诗歌246首。
Hymn number 246.
我们请大家起立，我们一起来唱。
Can we all stand up and sing?
我想在这个年初的时候啊。
That in the beginning of a year.
我们盼望主的话在我们里面实在成为明亮的光。
May the word of the Lord becomes a great light in our hearts.
能引导我们走前面的路。
To guide us in our path before us.
所以我想我们每一个弟兄姊妹啊。
That each brother and sisters,
我们唱完这首诗歌之后
that after we sing this hymn,
我们好不好都在主面前有点祷告把我们的心愿摆在主跟前
can we all pray before the Lord and lay before the Lord our desire?
求主在属灵的生活上面引导我们
May the Lord lead us in our spiritual lives.
好我们一起来唱这首诗歌我想这样好了我们就唱这一三五节好
Stanza 1, 3, and 5
来喜乐又感谢你
Our hearts thank you Lord
你总是不断地用你自己的话语来教导我们
Because you continue to teach us with your word
你使我们脚前有灯路上有光
That you're the light unto our path
你要知道你也告诉我们应当往什么方向去
And you teach us where to go
主啊我们今天早晨愿意把自己再次交在你的恩手中
Lord this morning we commit ourselves unto your hand again
你知道我们在天性中有许多的不完全
Lord you know that there's so many imperfections in our life
我们太多的败坏
That we have so many corruptedness
我们感谢你
But we thank you
你要借着圣灵的工作
That through the Holy Spirit work of the Holy Spirit
把你自己的美德组织在我们里面
That you're working your nature you want for characters in us
主啊愿我们能够学习向你顺服
Lord may we submit to you
愿我们能把自己完全降服于你
We can surrender ourselves completely to you
主啊愿一年年过来
That as the years go by
我们里面能有更多的改变
That we can have more change inside of us
那是你用你的自己来代替我们所有一切的败坏
And you have replaced all our corruptedness with yourself
主啊愿你的荣耀能够显在我们这些人的人身上
Lord may your glory manifest through us
我们的自己是你工作的对象
That ourselves is the object of your work
主啊你总要把我们制造的完全
Lord work in us to make us perfect
今天有很多的时候
That oftentimes
你的祝福没有办法从我们达到别人
Lord your blessing cannot flow out through us
你的恩典从我们身上流露不出去
Your grace cannot be flowing out through us
我们承认是我们在你面前功课没有学好
Lord we confess it's because we have not learned the lesson before you
我们求你在我们里面加添我们力量
Lord we ask you to increase our strength
叫我们越来越学会能够自己管理我们的自己
That more and more we know how to manage ourselves
不叫我们说不该说的话
Teach us not to say the things we should not
不叫我们做不该做的事
Nor do the things we should not do
教导我们说该说的话
Lord teach us what to say
也引导我们做该做的事
And guide us to do the things we ought to do
我们真是巴望在地上的日子
Lord how much we hope that in this life on earth
我们在你面前所蒙的恩典
That because the grace we see
不仅成为众人的祝福
Not only becomes blessing to all
也能够与神的国度有益处
That would be beneficial to the kingdom of God
主啊求你纪念我们这一点点的心愿
Father remember our desires before you
继续的带领我们
Continue to lead us
一个一个圣徒蒙恩在你的跟前
That may every saint receive that grace before you.
一个一个家在你面前多有平安。
And every family receive that peace before you.
愿整个教会在你面前都被建立。
And the entire church being built up before you.
我们把一切的感谢赞美都归给你。
We offer to you all our thanksgiving and praises.
垂听我们的祷告。
Answer our prayers, Lord.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In the precious name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
请坐。